So what we have here is the code that we're going to be taking a look at. We're just going to do kind of a quick run through of the code. So let's just dive in. So what I've got right now is I've kind of set up the UWP. So just kind of take a step back. I've got multiple heads that I'm targeting. So, I'm a developer. I want to get my app out to as many users or customers as I can. So these are the platforms I'm targeting. So I'm going to be targeting Droid, iOS, and UWP. So I've got UWP already set as a startup project. So let's just take a look at what this app is. So we'll just kind of dive right in there. And we've got the UWP loading up. So I want to introduce GPS image tag. It's a app that will allow me to share photos with my friends. So this is an app, a new social app that I'm trying to get out the door. And so what I've got is I'm just kind of, mocking this out as quick as I can. So let's just kind of click on the sync photos here. So that's going to pull a list down of all the photos that I've put up a line. So just to kind of take a back step here. So what I'm doing here is I'm utilizing Azure as my backend to kind of store that data. So you can see here I've got a list of photos that I've uploaded to Azure, and just got a simple name and a bit of a brief description there. So that's the first page. So in my second page, what I've got is I've got the ability to take photos and to pick photos from my existing device. So let's take a photo. So we're going to take an awesome picture of the wall here. So we've got that. I'm going to accept that. And it popped up saying that was successful. Just to kind of make sure this popped up the front of the list, I'm going to give it a wall. Make sure I type that in right. A picture of the wall. And we're going to upload that photo. And again, I'm using Azure Storage to save the photos too. Okay, so successfully loaded that up. So if we go back into our photo list and we sync the photos, we see that we have our awesome picture of the wall. So that's me uploading the photo and then downloading it back from Azure and syncing it up with my device here. So that was the UWP application. Now, because I built my app in such a way I can reuse both the UI code and the backend code. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to set the project to Droid. I'm going to go into that. And what I've done is I've actually kind of preloaded up my emulator, so I don't have to wait for that. The good thing is I'm actually using the Visual Studio emulator. So again, I'm taking advantage of a faster Android emulator. That's going to really help me both, test my app and as I'm designing it, I get that kind of fast workflow. It was one of the things I want as a mobile developer. And we have the same look again. I'm leveraging the fact that I have the same UI code to draw up the Android app here in this case. So same idea here again. I just want to get a list, so fetch the list from Azure, bring that down. And as you can see, I've got the lovely picture of the wall that I took earlier in the UWP. So again, both applications are utilizing the same data. So my data is traveling with me from device to device. And that's something that, a lot of users want nowadays, because a lot of us have multiple devices. So we want to, as a developer, you want to kind of take advantage of that and leverage that in your applications. So again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload a photo. And same, again, same UI here. So let's take a wonderful picture of this red box. I'm going to OK that. I know I've already saved a photo under Android, so I'm going to just Android Red. That's going to be a square box. And we're going to upload the photo again to Azure. Okay, so we successfully loaded that photo up. And again, we're going to sync that up. And we got the lovely Android red box there. So before I get into the UWP application to kind of do that story again, we should show the Azure backend, because you're probably wondering, you know, is he making all this up? And no, I'm not. So this is the Azure portal. This is the new portal that we have in front of us here. And what I've got is I've got my mobile app set up here. And this course, it's called GPS Tag Image Mobile App. It's going to go into that. I've already got it selected here. So I just want to kind of navigate down until I see Easy Tables. I'm going to click on that. And again, I'm leveraging quick turnaround time using Easy Tables instead of trying to utilize a full SQL database. But again, if you want to roll this out in production, that's something you might want to think about. And of course, I can't quite see that. I'm going to expand that. So this is the data that we have in the backend. So this is the data table that we've got. And you can see I've got my Android photo there from before. I'm going to travel into the second page. And what we have here is, you can see there's where I've stored my Android red square box. So yes, the data is traveling from the devices up to Azure, which is awesome. So the one thing we're not seeing here is the actual raw images themselves. So let's kind of take a look at that. So I'm going to go back to the main section here. So I've got a Azure storage set up where I'm going to upload my photos to. And I'm going to go into blobs. And I've got a blob service or container set up for my photos. Going to open that up. And you can see here, I've got my images stored here. So that's where they're being accessed from. So what I've done is I actually made this public. Obviously, you'd want to put up some sort of more elaborate security to kind of protect the photos if that's something you want. I would definitely recommend doing that. So let's kind of dive back into our application again. So the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the UWP and we're going to run that just to kind of see the full circle of the application being run. And we're going to sync up the files. And of course, you can see that I've got my Android red box, which is awesome. So again, sharing the same data across both devices. And again, I'm able to kind of, because I've structured my application in such a way, I can target multiple platforms, which is just awesome. So just to kind of wrap up, this is kind of a quick introduction to our demo app, in this case, GPS image tag. And in that, I was targeting Droid, iOS, and UWP. I could leverage a huge chunk of, you know, my UI code and my backend code. And then icing on the cake, I was using Azure as a backend service to store my data, both the data table and the images.